CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray at a town hall telling staffers he's resigning when the new Trump administration begins. President-elect Trump, who appointed Wray during his first term in the White House, later vowed to fire him over FBI investigations against Trump, including the Mar-a-Lago documents case.
This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission, and I love our people. But my focus is, and always has been, on us and on doing what's right for the FBI.
New York police say they've linked the gun found in Pennsylvania where Luigi Mangione was taken into custody to shell casings found at the crime scene in Manhattan in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. He's fighting extradition to New York. Health officials say a child in California with a suspected case of bird flu drank raw milk before becoming sick. More tests are needed to confirm the diagnosis. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. The report found that the amount of air pollution from sources like ozone and carbon monoxide has continued to decrease, but the pace of decrease slowed due to Canadian wildfires and a warmer-than-usual summer. Their data shows statewide ozone concentrations have dropped by about 15% over the previous two decades. Due to those conditions, some counties in the eastern part of the state have failed to meet the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $13 million in funding for the accelerator company Generator to develop the Great Lakes economy. The funding is meant to help the company support entrepreneurs and help small businesses develop technology to improve the maritime economy. Senator Baldwin has also called on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to prioritize Great Lakes projects with Inflation Reduction Act funds. Those interested in applying for the accelerator program can do so online. A number of Northwest Wisconsin families will have toys to give their kids for the holidays thanks to an annual toy drive. Royal Credit Union and the Salvation Army have announced they collected over 750 toys for kids during their Giving Never Melts Away drive in November. In addition to the toy collections, the organizations also raised $2,500 from community members. Officials say the toys will be distributed to families in need across the Northwest Wisconsin region and the greater metro area in Minnesota. An interesting new classroom at the University of Wisconsin-Superior is almost set to begin its journey to the school. The university has developed a floating classroom to be used as a research vessel and teaching environment on Lake Superior, and it's currently getting the finishing touches at a shipyard in Louisiana. After being fully completed, the floating classroom will be sailed up to the school, and officials are expecting it to arrive sometime this spring. They say the classroom will be used for both STEM students and liberal arts students. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win the line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn and you want people to know. You know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few lingering flurries this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold tonight. Lows near 10 below, wind chills at times to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but staying cold, highs 0 to 5 above. It warms up into the mid-teens Friday with sun. Right now, it's zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On Little Cat's Feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Got Matt Rothschild in with me today as well. Jess P.S. is on the board. You are on the lines and on the horn at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt, I know we kind of went to the edge last hour with regards to Christopher Wray tendering his resignation at the end of the Biden administration. Any additional thoughts you may have on that, my friend?
Well, I thought Joe was right because Gary used the unfortunate turn of phrase, nobody's perfect. And it's not like Donald Trump who was backing out of his car in the garage and had a fender bender. I was a little more serious than that. So I was glad Joe was able to pipe in on that. But, you know, Gary did say something that I thought was had some meaning, and that is that Trump, oddly, perversely, was able to make hay on these prosecutions, calling them persecutions, and claiming that he was being, you know, politically attacked by the Justice Department when there was clear evidence that he had committed some major crimes and should have been investigated, should have been indicted, and should have been able to bring it before a jury before this election happened. But Merrick Garland was just too darn slow, and as a result, you know, here we are. But it also, I mean, Gary points to the fact that Donald Trump is one of the greatest con men and salesmen this country has ever seen, that he could take these indictments and make spin gold out of them.
Well, you need to have a mark, Matt, and that apparently is the MAGA supporters.
77 million marks.
77.268. So 77 million.
I mean, it's not just MAGA. I mean, it's not just the cult that came along,
but
it was people outside the cult too, which is even more distressing. And you know, Democrats really need to look at that.
Trump got 77,268, and Harris got 74,982. So it was not a 80 some million votes as Gary incorrectly stated.
I believe Gary was misremembering the 2020 election,
sort of
in which Biden
over,
won 81 million.
The numbers, the percentages anyway, of the popular vote: Trump 49.9 and Harris 48.4, according to the AP. That's less than 50% on my radio math. So not a grand, glorious victory by any stretch of the imagination. But if you do look at the electoral votes, Matt, 312 to 226, I mean, that tells the story. I mean, the seven swing states didn't hold up.
Yeah, I mean, and the last point I was just going to make, that was what was so crushing, sweeping all seven of the swing states, including Wisconsin. I know Ben Wickler is making the case that we did better than the other six swing states, but that's slim consolation right here.
It was so close, we lost by less. 855-752-4842. Matt, you know, when I wind down at night, I like to watch some sports. And I'm not really like a big sportster, but it's nice to, you know, shut off the news because, you know, this cycle we're in, man, you can do this all day, all night, all the time. I don't care if it's doom strolling or what the case is. There's lots of news to be consumed. And it can get overbearing, and you know, it can be a little bit habitual as well. So I try to shut it down, you know, turn it off, and watch some sports. So last night I was sitting down and catching up on the Bucks. Man, I love watching the Milwaukee Bucks. They started out, won their first game, and they went through a little trouble, and now they're back on their winning ways, and they beat Orlando in a great game yesterday. I think the Bucks are 8-2 in their last 10, and they won like 2 in a row. And it was a great game. It was a close game. It came down to the wire. And Matt, what I noticed all of a sudden, and I hadn't noticed this before, the referees were wearing Emirates patches. And I was thinking, what's this all about? Emirates. I was like, United Arab Emirates? Like Emirates, like the airline Emirates? Yes, that Emirates. So I did a little digging today. I was trying to figure out, well, what is going on here? And in fact, I did find from the NBA.com from February of this year, Emirates named global airline partner of NBA and title partner of the Emirates NBA Cup. So this is like some internal competition going on during the regular season. And the Bucks' victory yesterday apparently sends them to Vegas to continue to compete for the Emirates Cup. They're the sponsor. A little bit from the reporting here, Emirates and the NBA announced a multi-year global marketing partnership naming Emirates the official global airline partner of the NBA. Collaboration also makes Emirates the integral title partner of the NBA Cup, previously named the NBA in-season tournament, as well as the first ever referee jersey patch partner of the NBA. I mean, first ever, man. I mean, hey, we're running out of space on the players. Let's start stacking up the refs. So the patch was on the refs. I was like, what is going on here? Is there no space that you can't advertise on? I mean, hell, when they showed the free throws, like the top of the backboard, he's got advertising.
It's all retail space.
Oh, my goodness. As the first title partner of the Emirates NBA Club, the global airline will be featured through a co-branded Emirates NBA Cup event logo with co-branding promotion planned across the NBA's global social media community and in-arena signage throughout the Emirates NBA Cup semifinals and championship games starting next season. Well, we're in that season now. The Emirates logo will also be featured on all NBA referee jerseys starting with the 2024 NBA All-Star Game taking place. Of course, this was last February. Now, here's just a quick quote, and we'll have this conversation. We are proud to establish a global marketing partnership with the National Basketball Association to become the official global airline partner, said His Highness Sheikh Ahmed bin Zayed Al Maktoum, the Emirates Group Chairman and Chief Executive. Now, I looked this up. Emirates Airlines is owned by Emirates Group, which is a subsidiary of the government. This is a government, right? And His Highness, anytime you talk, His Highness, you know what? That no, that does not. I would be very bad in those kinds of social situations. I will never refer to anyone as His or Her Highness.
I come in a crown?
Doesn't matter. You better give me a bottle of Crown if you want me to go down that road. The collaboration will also see Emirates become the league's first referee jersey patch partner. As I noted, man, I never noticed that before. It must have been going on. I've watched games before, just never noticed it till last night. And the inaugural title partner of the NBA Cup, with basketball's popularity around the world, we're excited to work with one of the most globally recognized and prestigious professional leagues. The NBA is a valuable addition to our sponsorship portfolio as it allows us to connect with a vast global fan base, including in the U.S., where the game is an integral part of the country's sports culture. They go on and on and on. Now, maybe they're not as bad at the Emirates, human rights. You know, this is my concern. You know, you get these Your Highness type countries and hardcore religious countries. How do they take care of the women, the elderly, the gays? You know what I'm saying? The not like thems. And Matt, what's your sense on that? I think this is sports watching. And on top of this, it has also been reported today. Of course, this is timely as well. Saudi Arabia chosen to host the 2034 World Cup. Yeah.
Well, you know, I like your expression there, sports washing, because I think that's what it is. United Arab Emirates, I took a quick look at Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. They don't have freedom of association, freedom of speech there. There are about two dozen political prisoners there. They have terrible working conditions for migrant labor that's working in the huge in the heat out there in the summertime. We're talking about 135 degrees. And they're not great on sexual minorities either, as you suggested. They probably weren't, Dom. So, yeah, this is not a great look for the NBA. And, you know, the NBA is selling itself to the largest bidder here, no matter what. And also the NBA is terribly complicit in sports gambling right now. I mean, they're getting a take on, you know, everyone who puts a bet down on DraftKings and FanDuel. I mean, this is it's just a crazy way to addict the country. And I'm not one to say gambling's horrible. I do my own gambling. But I like to say I'm not a gambler. I'm a Texas Hold'em player. There's a difference. But anyway, yeah. That's cutting it pretty thin. So, but why should the NBA be prospering off of other people's addiction problems? That's wrong, too. So I think the NBA should take a look in the mirror here.
Well, Matt, as I always like to say, it's only gambling when you lose. Otherwise, it's a sure thing.
Otherwise, you're just a genius.
Right. The World Cup. And the World Cup has been famous for its corruption, right? this kind of thing, it's not great. The CBS News is reporting, this is from today, soccer's international governing body, FIFA, confirmed Wednesday the locations of the next two men's World Cup, announcing Spain, Portugal, Morocco to host 2030 tournament with games played in Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina. Also announced that Saudi Arabia will host the 2034 World Cup. The consideration and now announcement of Saudi Arabia as a host has prompted backlash from rights groups due to the country's human rights record. FIFA is willfully blind to the country's human rights record, setting up a decade of potentially horrific human rights abuses preparing for the 2034 World Cup. Minky Warden, director of the Global Initiatives at Human Rights Watch, said in a statement. The rights group point to evidence that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, has presided over numerous documented cases of torture, mass executions, I mean, those are the best kind, and forced disappearances. Domestic criticism of state, even on social media, has been met with imprisonment and torture, and the CIA has concluded with high confidence that MBS personally ordered the 2018 assassination and dismemberment of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at a Saudi diplomatic office in Turkey.
Let me just read the top paragraph from Amnesty International on Saudi Arabia. The authorities targeted individuals for peacefully exercising their rights to freedom of expression or association. Some were sentenced to lengthy prison terms or death following grossly unfair trials. Human rights defenders continued to be arbitrarily detained or subject to travel bans. Courts handed down death sentences following grossly unfair trials, including in cases of individuals who were children at the time of their alleged crimes, and people were executed for a wide range of crimes. Migrants were subjected to serious human rights abuses, including killings at the border. Thousands of people were involuntarily returned to their home country as part of a crackdown on undocumented migrants. That might be happening here.
That sounds kind of familiar. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. Matt Rothschild joining me, Jess P.S. on the board. A comeback. We're going to continue this conversation just for a bit longer. Some headlines of the day on the sports. Now, this one came out last week. I'm going to get into here. NBA returning to China for a pair of Suns-Nets preseason games in 2025. So the NBA was in China, but then they're kicked out. Well, why were they kicked out? Well, we're going to have to stick around to find out that. I want to get your thoughts on this. Is this different from buying an iPhone from China? The NBA going to China or going back to China? FIFA, the World Cup in Saudi Arabia. United Arab Emirates sticking their logos on the refs here in this country. Are these acceptable, just regular old promotions, or is it sports washing? Is this dirtier than we think it is? Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Not to put too fine upon. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, talking about sports washing. You know, some of these foreign countries that have, you know, dubious relationships with their LGBTQ communities, jumping in and sponsoring teams like the NBA. A little bit on this from the reporting when this deal was first struck at the USA Today from April of 2024, Mike Freeman, just a few paragraphs here. There are few leagues historically better than the NBA and the WNBA at including and respecting the LGBTQ community. Both leagues have seen trailblazing players and game officials. About 20% of WNBA rosters are openly LGBTQ. Out Sports reported 2 years ago. Both leagues are extraordinary on this issue, which makes something the NBA has done so especially puzzling. NBA referees must now wear multiple patches on their uniforms supporting Emirates. The NBA and the airline reached a deal in February for the Emirates to serve as the official global airline of the NBA and the WNBA. And on the surface, it's a standard deal leagues make all the time. But as Outsports recently reported, this one is extremely different. That's because Emirates is owned by the government of Dubai, part of the United Arab Emirates. Dubai just might be the most anti-LGBTQ place on the face of the planet. Being gay is outlawed in Dubai and the UAE. Outlawed. Now, two of the refs who have to wear the patches, one is Bill Kennedy, who came out as gay 10 years ago as a way to combat anti-gay sentiment in the league. The other is Shea Flores, who is transgender and publicly told their story recently. So to summarize, the NBA has reached this deal with the government, whose policies are hostile to large swaths of its membership. Now, the issue speaks to the complexities of a league like the NBA, which is trying to expand the game, but in doing so will go places where the game is welcome, but not all of its people are.
Correct. I mean, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the UAE face discrimination. Homosexuality is illegal there. Consensual same-sex extramarital activity is illegal. Extramarital sexual activity between persons of different sexes, also illegal, Dom.
Uh-oh, Trump, better stay away from the UAE. I mean, and, you know, public affection, kissing is, you know, frowned upon there, holding hands, that kind of, to my understanding, which is terrible. All sorts of reasons why. I mean, I like to travel, Matt. I'd like to go see places and things and cultures and all that kind of stuff. But what? Wait, what? You know, and the most anti-LGBTQ place on the face of the earth, quote unquote. I mean, why would you want to spend your money there? And why would the NBA want to? Oh, that's right. They're paying. It's all about the moolah, Matt. It was like,
yeah, it's a real low bar. You know, they'll take money from anybody at this point, it looks like. And the World Cup is going to do the same thing with Saudi Arabia 10 years from now.
Sports Washington. The guy had a Washington Post journalist. Now, granted, he was from Saudi Arabia, and he was very critical of the government there. The dude was kidnapped, drugged, and hacksawed. They haven't found his body yet. I mean, the MBS, they call him Hacksaw. At least I call him Hacksaw.
He had joint citizenship. He was a U.S. citizen, too. So it wasn't just a Saudi. And, yeah, Khashoggi was just, you know, hacked to pieces by these people that the crown prince hated. And, you know, he and the crown prince and Putin can celebrate it all they want. But, you know, this is who the World Cup's dealing with. And, of course, women have been second-class or third-class citizens there forever. LGBT folks are fourth-class. And so, you know, what's the World Cup doing with soccer going to Saudi Arabia? What's the NBA doing, you know, going to, selling its referees off to the UAE and letting, you know, naming rights all over the stadiums and everything, or all over the games as they're being played? I mean, it's pretty reprehensible when you look at it.
Now, also in this same vein, the AP reporting from last week, the NBA is returning to China next season, striking a deal to play preseason games there more than 5 years after the league was effectively banned. Well, why would the league be banned from China? Apparently, the commissioner, Adam Silver, did not punish Daryl Morey for tweeting support of anti-government protesters in Hong Kong.
God forbid you do that.
No. I mean, can you imagine? Why would you want to go there? Wait, keep your head down, keep your mouth shut. You know, don't show affection. Don't talk politics. Just what? Shut up and dribble. Right? I mean, is that what we're coming down to? Now, help me understand this, Matt, because, you know, my quandary with this is I got an iPhone, man. You know, that wasn't made here in Wisconsin. I got an Apple Mac. You know, I went to the Mac, man. I got away from the PCs. But none of that stuff's made here, man. Most of the stuff's made, Foxconn, China, Taiwan. China has, obviously, we're buying lots of things from China. Is this any different? Do you see a difference from the NBA after getting kicked out for essentially political support for anti-government protesters in Hong Kong, going back 5 years later, perhaps with their tail between their legs, and providing, you know, the product of sports entertainment? Is that any different from me buying an iPhone?
I think so. I mean, none of us is lily white and pure, and we all, you know, live in a society where, you know, we have to function. And one way we function is with iPhones. I mean, that's just the way it is. And, you know, unless you want to be in a cave somewhere, you're gonna dirty your hands a little bit by having these products made in countries whose policies are reprehensible. But it's different than, you know, going out of your way to get an endorsement from these folks. You know, it's like, do you want the Emirates or China or Saudi Arabia to advertise on your show, Dom? Probably not. And I think that's the distinction I draw.
Well, it depends how much money they're coming with, man, because isn't that really what it comes down to? They're not. I cannot imagine with the league, with the NBA, they must have some internal strife as well. And maybe the LGBTQ members of the NBA have a problem with this. But, you know, if they're sharing the wealth, well, here's your cut. You know, I don't know how that went down, but it seemingly is challenging. Real quick, we got 50 seconds in this segment, Matt. Is bird watching a sport, my birder friend?
Some people make it in a sport, see how many different birds you can see in a day or how many different birds you can see in a year. I don't do that kind of bird watching. I'm just happy to see the red-bellied woodpecker outside my window today.
Oh, beautiful. I love the pictures. Matt Rothschild is going to come back with us. Jess P.S. is on the board. You can join us as well. 855-752-4842. I got some updates on the CEO, the healthcare CEO murderer. We're going to go there. We're also going to talk about the cost of healthcare. Man, it's not low. Come back with us. 855-75-CIVIC.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Sawyer County authorities are still looking for help from the community in their investigation into six recent structure fires. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the county is now working with about a dozen agents from the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations to locate the person they believe to be responsible for the arson fires. They've also released surveillance footage showing the suspected individual and are asking the community for any information on them. The first fire was started at a gas station on November 23rd. A long-anticipated housing project officially broke ground in Duluth on Tuesday. The Incline Village project at the former Duluth Central High School site will house more than 1,300 condos, apartments, and retail shops when officially completed. A lack of affordable housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing the area as city officials look to continue growing the community. The first phase of construction on the project will see a condo building with 70 units, and officials hope to officially open it by summer of 2026. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Ironclaw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few lingering flurries this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold tonight. Lows near 10 below, wind chills at times to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but staying cold, highs 0 to 5 above. It warms up into the mid-teens Friday with sun. Currently, it's 2 below.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
right, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Matt Rothschild here with us today as well. Just PS on the board. It's a phone line. It's a text line. I've got a couple on there. Let's get to them. Susan from Kenosha, I love your show. Oh, thank you, Susan. Sounds like a fun place to visit. Talking about Saudi Arabia. The Saudis certainly appear to show a woman a good time with lots of laughy faces. Yeah, I don't know about that, Susan, but thanks for hanging out with us. Matt makes a good point from Middleton. If people put their dollars behind... Oh, damn it, where'd it go? Sorry about that. If people put their dollars behind their values, we'd have a better world. Bothers me to see lazy liberals shopping at Amazon and bitch about monopolies, a smiley face with a cry tear. I think that's a good point, Matt Rothschild. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, where you can, you know, some things are harder than others. I mean, getting a cell phone that's really, a smartphone that's really, works really well. I mean, yeah, I've got an Apple smartphone. And, you know, am I thrilled with it? I'm not. But, you know, do I go to Amazon? No, I go to the local bookstore because I can order there. And that doesn't take a lot of effort to shop locally. And we need to support our independent bookstores. So. Yeah. You know, we all make our choices, and none of us is absolutely, you know, unstained by capitalism and by countries with bad human rights records. But there are ways, you know, I try in my own little ways to support where I can local businesses and try not to, you know, help out the real bad guys out there. But, it's impossible to be pure. That doesn't mean we should just give up.
Make every effort you can. Good points. Tom from New Berlin, he says, Matt, early this morning, the great horned owl making his hoots was amazing. It's mating season, apparently, Matt. I'm not clear, but the great horned owl was out and about.
Yeah, it is actually mating season for owls right now, especially the great horned owls in December and January. They do their thing, and then they raise their... they hatch their babies in February. So you will hear the call of the great horned owl, which is the classic owl sound. If you've got owls in the neighborhood, it's really cool. I hear them. We also have barred owls, and they make a who cooks for you sound. That's how we remember it, because it sounds like they're going, who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? That's the barred owl, but the great horned owl has a more typical owl sound.
Is it just mating season for the great horned owl, or is it general owl mating season?
I think most owls mate, but in this season, but I know for a fact that it is great horned owl season.
Susan,
I can't say for absolute sure that single other owl
you are the closest,
is mating right now.
You are the closest thing to a bird expert that I know, so you're my guy. Susan from Kenosha says, it's really sad when you sell yourself for money and not have respect for your beliefs. When do we sell off our beliefs of our constitutional rights? Well, there's that. Steve from Madison points out, wait till Trump gets in office. He'll have the White House surrounded by billboards advertising Trump businesses. It will be the home of crooks and lies with mega signs. He is a sick person. Well, thank you for your opinion, Steve. But, you know, you'd have to still get those billboards approved by the local D.C. And I don't think that's ever going to happen.
It'd be funny to watch, though.
It would be. See, that battle. That's really what's worth fighting for. The health care. All right, let's talk about the health care. So the updates on the shooter, Luigi Mangione. How do you pronounce his last name?
Mangione.
Not the musician, Chuck, right? We talked about Chuck Mangione, right? The horn player from the 70s, man? That's some good stuff. Luigi, of course, arrested at McDonald's. And I saw the headline on Drudge, Matt, you know, all for the hash brown at McDonald's. And I love those McDonald's hash browns, man. I mean, maybe it would be worth getting caught if you're a hungry man. Those are some good fast food hash browns. My understanding, the reporting from today, ballistics has come back on the weapon that apparently matches what were the casings that were found at the scene. And apparently there was a fingerprint as well. So it's looking like they got their guy. I mean, this will continue to evolve, but it looks like that's the guy. I don't know what else to say about that. Now, what we do want to talk about, and which has struck the conversation and is really shined a light on, of course, is the cost of healthcare. Now, apparently, the suspect in this case Had some back problems. He like fused his lower back, and it's a young person to be fusing your back.
Yeah,
man.
he has a degenerative spinal condition that causes discs to slip out of place. So even though he's quite young, he's had some spinal fusions already.
That sucks. And I've had a few back problems in my life, and thankfully not recently. But you know how debilitating that can be. And also in dealing with trying to get those things fixed, you know, you got to deal with the healthcare system. So the conversation has now, you know, turned to, and no folks and megas out there and any of the callers who suggest murder is always bad. Never do that. It's not the way to get things done. The costs of healthcare in this country are certainly concerning. And the CBS News had an article on this from yesterday. And I'm just going to scroll down and throw the numbers out here. And this is shocking to me. In 2024, the average health insurance premium for families carried a price tag of $25,572 per year. $25,572 per year. Now, my rough math says that's about $12-$13 an hour. So if you're working for $12 or $13 an hour and you got a family, and you didn't pay any taxes, if you took all your gross, that would eat that up. That would eat that up. Single workers paid an average of just under $9,000, representing a 6% and 7% increase from the earlier year. Since 2000, the rise in health insurance premium has outpaced inflation for all but a handful of years, the health policy research firm found. This is KFF. Here's Rob Andrews, the CEO of Health Transformation Alliance, a cooperative representing major companies such as American Express and Coca-Cola that works on improving health insurance for their employees. Unhappiness with insurers stems from two things. I'm sick and I'm getting hassled. And the second is very much cost. I'm paying more than I used to. I'm paying more than my wages went up. A lot of people think they're getting less from their insurers, and they certainly are. So, Matt, how can anybody pay $25,000 a year? Now, thankfully, a lot of the corporations, and though not all, they'll pay some portion of it, right? If you work for a company, they'll pay half and you pay half or some variation. If you work for a really good company, they'll pay the whole thing. Stay with that company if you have that. But in my years on this earth, Matt, and my efforts in different business endeavors, one thing I never, ever wanted to do and went into business for was to provide health insurance for employees. That was never like the point of going into business. That is not the point. So, Matt, how do we address this, man? I mean, you can't be paying $26,000 for crappy insurance. And the fact that these folks literally make more money by denying claims. The more claims you deny, the more money you get.
Yeah, I mean, this is the reason we need universal health care. That's why Bernie Sanders has been saying it over and over again, and people think he's boring because he keeps saying it when he gets up in the morning and when he goes to bed at night. But he's absolutely right. I mean, we shouldn't be the only advanced industrialized country without universal health care. And we shouldn't have this industry that is between us and the care we need, denying us care and gouging us with their prices. And that's why there's been this ghoulish outcry on social media after this, you know, grotesque murder, you know, because people all have, almost every family has an experience. Hell, I was watching MSNBC yesterday and Katie Tour got on and said I had an emergency appendectomy and they weren't going to cover it. They were going to charge me $50,000. And she had to jump through hoops to get her emergency appendectomy approved by the insurance that she'd been paying. I mean, this is happening to everyone, so everyone can feel it. And yeah. I was listening to Right Wing Radio for a second yesterday, and they were saying, you know, why is Brian Thompson being vilified here? You know, he came from a poor or lower class family in the Midwest, and he rose up the corporate ladder. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? And this kid from a wealthy Pennsylvania family, you know, wigs out and commits murder in broad daylight, and he's the hero? But he wasn't this right-wing, righty-whitey guy, wasn't factoring the fact that Brian Thompson was head of this United Healthcare Insurance Company that was denying people the coverage that they wanted. And while he was there, in the first year he was there, they were doubling the rate at which they were denying people the care that they deserved. I'm not saying it justifies going out and shooting a guy
certainly
dead in the street. I mean, that was a horrible thing to do. I don't believe in violence. I don't believe in these single acts, thinking you're going to rectify a problem. That's not how social change is supposed to happen. It was disgusting. But look it. Everyone has experiences. I mean, my brother-in-law was supposed to have a spinal surgery that his doctors recommended, and the insurance company said, you can't have that spinal surgery. You need to have a different kind of spinal surgery that didn't go great. I mean, why are these people who've never done surgery in their lives deciding what kind of surgery you should have, or whether you're allowed to have surgery or not, or whether you should be covered by an emergency appendectomy that could kill you? I mean, that's the world we're living in, though, and I think that's what this crime has brought to the surface.
And that's a good point, Matt Rothschild. It's obvious the murder is bad, right? It's so plain that is not a way to solve issues. And we all look at that as something that we do not condone. We condemn it. It's never a place for that. Where's the same concern for those folks who get their claims denied, for those folks who do not get the surgery that their doctors recommend, that the insurance company, someone decides, a claim adjuster decides, no, that's not going to be it. It's going to be this one over here. Because, you know, there are people die because of those insurance companies' decisions.
And insurance companies are killing people.
They're
literally.
Okay, let's do that. Now, it may not be, you know, a shot in the back or a shot in the head. Right. It's not so evident and obvious and violent as that. No, it's done through an email, or it's done through a piece of paper sent. Here's your denying your claim. Good luck next time. But thank you for your premiums, and don't forget to pay. You know, that where is the concern for all the folks that are denied? And those specific denials go right to the bottom line. I mean, my understanding, they had over $260 billion at one division in revenue in 1 year.
And the $16 billion in profit.
In profit.
$16 billion with a B.
And he made $1 million base. He got $10 million by the time he got all his benefits and whatever the else. And, of course, he was also involved. Again, we're talking about the executive who was murdered, apparently doing some insider trading where he profited $11 million by dumping 31% of his own personal portfolio in the company he worked for 11 days prior to the news getting out that there's an investigation going on. So he was involved in that. He's that kind of guy. Let's not just say this was a guy out there, you know, doing good and volunteering his time. And maybe he did. But those decisions, him, I mean, that's pure greed, right? You're not supposed to do that. That's against the law.
It's not just, you know, nice Midwestern guy climbs the corporate ladder, local boy makes good, which is, you know, what this tidy whitey righty guy was talking about. And it bugs me that you can't tell the truth without getting slapped down here. If you're Elizabeth Warren, for instance, here's what she said. The visceral response from people across the country who feel cheated, ripped off, and threatened by the vile practices of their insurance companies should be a warning to everyone in the healthcare system. Violence is never the answer, but people can only be pushed so far. And she got a lot of blowback on that. So she backpedaled by saying violence is never the answer, period. I should have been much clearer. There's never a justification for murder. Well, she said it in the first place that there's no justification.
Well, is it easy? Is it murder if you get denied the claim and you end up dying of whatever the ailment is? No, that's just, oh, you know, you're just sick. You died from being sick. You know, maybe,
yeah, it's not murder on the death certificate, but it should be an accomplice.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the point. If you are denied the care that will extend your life and help you live because you're going to pad an insurance company's bottom line, that's not murder. That's just business in the USA, baby. 855-752-4842. Come back with us. We'll take some of your calls.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air. Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Last segment of the day, Matt Rothschild, Jess P.S. on the board. 81% of Americans last year said they were dissatisfied with the cost of health care in the U.S., a 16-year high. Gallup polling has found, I think that means 19% have their health care paid for by somebody else. Tom from Madison, you will have the last word on the health care. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, as an independent contractor, artist, musician kind of guy, I'm
yeah.
100% of my health care from pretty much my whole adult life. And I know there's going to be rationing and there's going to be distribution of resources and whatnot, but when you're making $10, $20 billion at the end of it, that's crazy. And when it comes to guns, somebody put it on best on the internet I saw yesterday. Now CEOs have to be in the same class of threat as the typical grade school teacher or third grade.
Oh, God. That's dumb. Thank you for that. But that's terrible. I mean, what a situation we have here in this country. Thanks for listening, Tom. Always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Matt, the poet, Nikki Giovanni, died at the age of 81. I saw the headlines all over when it went down, and I got to be honest, man, I wasn't aware. Yeah. And you had sent a link from her interviewing James Baldwin from back in the day, and Baldwin's one of my favorites. And so I it was the first time I really saw that, and I was struck, man. What a powerful voice.
Yeah, you'd love this woman. I grabbed a book off my shelf, Selected Poems of Nikki Giovanni. You may not know it's one of my passions, poetry. So I knew her work. I'd seen her speech. She came to Madison a couple times, most recently in 2017. Just an incredible voice of poetry and of freedom, of civil rights, of justice, a real fighter for justice.
Yeah.
And an icon of the civil rights movement. She knew Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, wrote an incredible poem when King died. Saying, you know, his tombstone says, you know, free at last, but that's for slaves. We need to live in a country where he could have, you know, preached nonviolence his whole life. Yeah. So, yeah, an amazing person. We have a couple I think we have a couple audio clips, Jess. Why don't you play the first one and then maybe go to James Baldwin?
All right. So this is a short poem, Am She.
I am she, making rainbows in coffee cups, watching fish jump after midnight in my dreams. On the stove, left front burner is the stew already chewed, certain to burn as I dream of waves of nothingness. Floating to shore, riding a low moon on a slow cloud, I am she who writes the poems.
Mm, I love that powerful voice. And then she was, you mentioned James Baldwin, Dom, one of the absolute greatest writers of the 20th century and a pioneer in the civil rights movement, too. This was a conversation that Nikki Giovanni had with James Baldwin in 1971. Giovanni was 28. Baldwin was 47. They have kind of a clash of generations here, but they have tremendous mutual admiration too. So let's play this little cut that I grabbed today for you, Jess.
So the question, I mean, for me, the question has always been power.
Yes.
And for, like you all, the question has been morals. You know, I never wanted to be the most moral person in the world.
I agree, I know.
I would like, I mean, I would sell my soul, you know what I mean? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? The world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The world, that's what it profits.
I know.
So you take the soul, you know. If you think that's spiritual, take the world, but give me Jesus.
Yes.
Y'all can have Jesus.
Yes.
Give me the world. You know, even though it's losing 25% of its energy every 100 years or something ridiculous.
Oh, please, don't believe all. Don't believe everything you hear.
No, but I'm saying that's not my concern, you know?
I know.
Even though it's polluted, ugly, dirty, give it to me.
Oh, I just love that. Give it to me. Give me the world. Mm-hmm. You can have your morals. I want my power. I want the world. I want to end the injustice. And I looked at through this book and found a poem called A Very Simple Wish. I just want to read the last two stanzas, which are incredible. I want to make a quilt of all the patches and find one long, strong pole to lift it up. I have a mind to build a new world. Want to play? Love that. Want to play? She was ready to play. She wanted to build that new world and where everyone's voice could be heard and not just, you know, say as Baldwin did tremendously that, you know, white people never will be free as long as black people aren't free. But she wanted the power to make everybody free and to liberate her people. And such a tremendous voice. Nikki Giovanni at 81 died just 2 days ago, November 9th. And I think for people who ever saw her speak in Madison or elsewhere know what a tremendous voice she had. And if you haven't heard her speak, I would just recommend Google tonight, Nikki Giovanni. That's G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I, Nikki with two Ks, Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. And
you'll get this. I'll also link this into the show notes.
Oh, thanks. It's just an incredible conversation. It goes on for about 48 minutes. We just grabbed that 30 seconds, but it is, you will feel two of the wisest people you'll ever want to meet speaking about really important issues. And it's just fun to be a fly on that wall.
Mm-hmm. According to the New York Times, in her early years, much of her poetry was boldly militant as she addressed the horrors that had galvanized the civil rights movement, the murders of Emmett Till, the four black girls in Birmingham church bombing, and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, no one was much interested in a black girl writing what was called militant poetry, she wrote in her book Gemini. So I formed a company and published myself.
There you go.
81 years old. Big shoes to fill. Look forward to getting to know her a little bit more in her writings. Thank you, Matt Rothschild, for coming out and hanging out with me today. Thank you, Jess P.S., for all of your work. Thank you to our fair audience for joining us. Stick around. Pete Schwaba for the Nightlight is coming up next. And tomorrow, I got James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to co-host with me in the Dom and Friends version of a Thursday. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you here tomorrow.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing to employees at a town hall today he'll resign when the new administration comes in. President-elect Trump vowed to fire Wray and last week named Kash Patel as his FBI Director nominee. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Patel still faces Senate confirmation hearings.
There are background checks that have to be done by investigators for the Senate. So we'll have to see how long that plays out. But make no mistake, this interim period from the time from which the FBI director steps down until a new director is confirmed will be a critical one for the country.
New York police say the gun recovered in Pennsylvania belonging to suspect Luigi Mangione matches shell casings found at the scene of the United Healthcare CEO shooting in Manhattan, along with a fingerprint match. He's fighting extradition to New York. In California, fire crews in Malibu could see a break in the Santa Ana winds that are fueling a wildfire. Winds easing in the coming hours. This is ABC News.
I'm James.